Good morning, everyone, and welcome to day 14. Boy, it just seems like yesterday that we were just talking about what we were going to be doing, and so many wonderful things are happening already in our class. And speaking of wonderful things, good morning, Gregory and Gail.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Gail, I'll hand it right over to you.
Thank you. So we love getting emails from you and hearing about your experiences as well as hearing them on the phone. And I got something last night from one of our participants, Wendy, and it so touched me that I want to share it with you, so I'll just read it. Having these energy light tools and products in my home and having the heart connect with me wherever I go has been such a wonderful blessing. I, too, have experienced many healings and abundance awareness during these days with the classes and messages from all of you. Thank you so very much for your words and your love in doing this work. I do a lot of dream work, and many of the confirmations and guidance in life have come from this area of openness and the realization of no time and no space. Also, oneness and unity consciousness that is more fully coming through for our remembrance of who we truly are and where we have come from is, to me, and maybe also for others, goes way beyond this life's experiences and challenges. Since childhood, I've been learning a lot about myself and others and how I'm the creator of my own reality. I've always felt that I have come to do more than what I can see, feel, and experience in this third dimension. Besides all of the things that we all are working on and on one way or another, I have sensed that there is a higher mission that goes back in lifetimes, that is to come through now. By having connected to these beautiful tools, I feel not so quite limited or alone. Yay. I feel like I have a way to connect up to beings and ones I have known before that are there for me. I recently had a very powerful dream that told me that I was from the 17th universe beyond here. That was very amazing to me, but somehow I felt that it could be possible. We are all from places we probably don't remember. I feel that these tools are what I feel that these tools are and can bring through additional remembrance of a deeper and another more meaningful aspect of ourselves beyond what we've recognized, maybe until now. I don't know what it is for others, but I feel that there is so much more of a bigger picture here for doing universal work and also to raise up the evolutionary and ascension levels for Earth, humanity, and all of us. So the way that these tools call to me to use them has been very interesting at times. Sometimes I put in a healing thought, a prayer, or something that I might catch on the news, or a shifting thought of evolution, and maybe just allow the guidance from the light beings to suggest things in which to utilize a moment or an inspirational thought. It has been a fun and an experimental joy, and I feel that ones that I have worked with before are coming through to help work with these tools in this way too. As someone who has focused much of my life connected to the God source, this has become an exciting adventure. So thank you so much for sharing. I know that so many of us are having really profound experiences. So today, actually after I read that, this led me to some thoughts that this journey that we're taking together has made us more poignantly aware of the inner presence as the basis of all goodness, all flow, and all abundance. It is a process to take these simple messages deeper and deeper as we reunite with our pure source potential. Each deepening opens the heart with more love and acceptance, and we stand together in the light. The layers and veils are peeling away as the strength to accept a more clear and powerful flow is activated. This is an amazing process, and we have come together to experience this in unity, a true blessing. These sacred geometric tools, the Heart Companion and iConnect, have been given to us to raise the frequency on this planet and elevate your awareness. As our intuition and trust is further activated, everything about how we are in our lives shifts. The vibrational signals clearly inspire soulful experiences and reunite us in a community of kindred spirits. And with that, I am filled with such gratitude and joy. So feel our community gathering as you get into a relaxed position, hands and legs uncrossed, eyes opened or closed, and hold your heart companion or your eye connect in your hands. And as you do that, let your body become more relaxed and receptive, allowing any tension to drift away. Just let go of any distractions that keep you from being fully present here and now. As you become more relaxed and open, notice your breath becoming more serene and accepting of your abundant nature. Feel that gentle flow and see the opportunities that are ready to cross your path. Slow down and welcome them. They are here for you and you are ready to accept. Now take the heart companion and place it at the heart center. Breathe in as you expand your chest. Feel the wisdom and centeredness within. You are anchored in love and gratitude. The memories you have held for eons are in the process of awakening, so your gifts are blossoming. The radiance touches your soul family. So now let's go into our tones. Take a deep cleansing breath, and on the out-breath as you release the air, allow the sound VAM to resonate through you, and we'll do it three times. VAM. Body to absorb the blessings and send them out to others and the universe. You were immersed in feelings of gratitude. And now let's complete with three more sounds. Down into your feet, allowing the flow to establish roots into Mother Earth and bless all beings and all life. So be it.
And thank you, Wendy, for that beautiful testimonial. And we're constantly getting them in, so we'll eventually read them. And just so that you know, if you don't want us to read them, please let us, just give us instructions in your emails. We really appreciate people taking time to tell us what their experiences are, because it helps us not only with calibrating the class, but also tells us that we're on or not on the mark. So thank you for that. Today's statement is, I am conscious of the inner presence as my lavish abundance. I am conscious of this constant activity of this mind of infinite prosperity. Therefore, my consciousness is filled with the light of truth. And when I think about this particular statement, I am conscious of the inner presence. This is the crux of all the work that we're doing here. It's an inside job. We can say to ourselves, they did it, you know, the they department in Washington, D.C., or the they, them. That's why when I ask you to share in the class that you come from I, taking personal responsibility for the fact that it is the inner presence as your lavish abundance. That is this constant activity of this mind of infinite prosperity. I mean, it doesn't end. It goes on and on and on. Whether we plug into that, like jumping into the river of life, whether we jump into that and be a part of that is up to us. And the people that are experiencing these wonderful experiences and sharing these wonderful remembrances, I've always said, personally, when people say the world is awakening, I feel like that's not a true statement. I feel like we are awake. We may not know where we're going, but we're awake. But what Wendy said in her comment is something that, and what Gail said is very true of all of us, is we are remembering who we are. We are remembering the truth of our existence. We are remembering that we are a soul, not a body. That this soul has lived many lifetimes in many places. And the soul's being is infinite love, infinite prosperity. That's all there can be. There is nothing else. Before you came here to experience whatever your experience, you came from pure light, pure love, pure source, God, source, universe. And when we acknowledge that, then we are filled with the light of truth. We are filled with the light of truth. So it's your decision to choose to be in resistance of this truth or to be in acceptance and surrender of this truth. And therefore, that will make the difference. And whether or not your intentions that you set for this class actually come into existence. It's an inside job. Gregory?
Thank you, Daniel. Today, when I looked at this again and thinking of my consciousness is filled with the light of truth, I thought again of Master Drawcool and asked for a page number this time and a paragraph. So I got page 14, paragraph 3, and then I opened the book. And this is, I'm taking as a way of understanding how to align more and more with the light of truth, what I go through in my physical day-to-day interactions with reality. And so this paragraph says, as you begin your day tomorrow, go to your car and say, this appears to be my car. As you get in, say, it appears that this key will start the engine. Continue for a few days to focus on how things appear, acknowledging each appearance as it arises. When you feel accomplished with the basics, observe your relationships with the same intentional focus. Start acknowledging how these people appear to you, just by saying to yourself, this person appears to be very competent, or this person appears to be angry. You acknowledge how your mind sees them, not how they are. Then acknowledge that what you see is a mental projection. And that's not to say that what you see is wrong. It is rather to say that what you see is probably not all there is to see. And, you know, that I found very illuminating, exciting to me. Because the light of truth, it is infinite. And all its expressions in this dimension are also infinite. But each of us, and now I'm going to speak to you, and it's meaning me. It's like what we do is we choose a very narrow band of reality, a selection that's relative to what you need to grow. Often karmic reactions from thousands of past lifetimes are judging and interpreting our world. As you use your iConnect and your Heart Companion, you are feeling better physically. That's what people have been reporting. You don't take things so personally. That's what we've also been noticing. We can look at things from a little higher perspective. And when we look at people and events from that perspective, it's like what we just read about here, that we realize that these are all projections. But when we are working with the Heart Companion, the iConnect, our projection starts coming more through the heart. We start feeling that love that's propelling everything. And you start feeling compassion for those people that are in pain and feel separate. And all of these elements are becoming your inner filters. So how do you think your projections of the world are starting to shift? As you start to work more with the heart, you're transforming your projections. And your projections always become your reality. And they are your reality. So what's wonderful right now about understanding all of this is that our consciousness in working with these tools is aligning more and more with the light of truth, just by becoming aware every day of what you're projecting, what you're feeling, and working with your heart, that is becoming more and more apparent because of these tools in our life. So thank you for the opportunity to share today.
I just love that. So, folks, we want to hear from you. There's a lot more people on the call today, which I think is awesome. And, you know, one of the things that I talked about the other day is being in a space of gratitude here in the United States as we enter into the holidays all over the world, but Thanksgiving holidays here. I know in Canada they just had theirs. Really coming from that space of gratitude. I'd love to hear if anybody chose to do the card exercise yesterday. Abundance is everywhere. Abundance is everywhere. It all depends on whether or not you are present enough to see the truth, the light of truth. So please hit star 2 if you'd like to share. And those of you that are on the web, please light on the web. And while you're doing that, I'll make a couple of announcements. I do want to say, this is exciting. I'm going to do it now so I don't forget to do this. Sometime in 2015, Gail Gregory and I are going to actually host a live event somewhere in the world so that we can all come together and be part of this community that we're building, because it's so important to be part of community, but it's even more wonderful when we come together as a community and become stronger. And this is the way that we will change the world and continue to change the world. So for the next couple of days, on Friday and Saturday, Saturday and Sunday, I will not be on the call on Saturday for sure, and I'm not sure about Sunday, but Gregory and Gail will be handling the call. I will be with Masa Jati in Laguna Beach doing our community gathering for those couple of days. So it's going to be beautiful, and you could just imagine the amount of energy that's going to come from that. So if you have any questions, concerns, experiences, hit star 2. Would love to hear from you. Let me check the web here very quick. All right. Got a quiet group today. No worries. All right. So the light of truth. Be in the light of truth. Know what that feels like for you. And know that whatever you have that's not out, that's in the darkness, it's what's in the darkness that keeps us in the dark. And for us to come to the light of truth, we must come to that awareness of that inner presence, that lavish abundance, the reality of me, individualized as me, as I connect to my heart. So I want you guys to have a beautiful, beautiful day today, and I look forward to hearing the call on Saturday and Sunday. And if you don't hear from me over the weekend, I will connect with you on Monday, and I know Gregory and Gail will do a wonderful job. Have a beautiful, blessed day. From Gail, Gregory, and myself, we love you, and namaste.
We love you. Namaste.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.